Welcome to Hungry Authors, the show for aspiring authors who will stop at nothing to accomplish their writing and publishing dreams.
We're your hosts, Liz and Ariel, and we're honored that you're here. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Hungry Authors podcast. Today, we have a book publicity expert on with us, Leah Paulus, founder of the Book Publicity School. I just gave you a couple highlights of her resume, but Leah, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience and tell everybody what it is you do?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. So my name is Leah Paulus, like you said. I'm the founder of both Press Shop PR and Book Publicity School. So Press Shop, we've been around for a while now, 11 years as a company, and we are an independent book publicity firm. So we work with authors and publishers to line up media around the publication of their books. So that is what we've been doing for a long time. We're a team of five. We recently launched Book Publicity School to really leverage all of the expertise that we've gleaned over the years doing that outreach work at Press Shop and offer it to authors at a much lower price point than a full publicity campaign is. So Book Publicity School is really workshops and coaching and small group feedback where we can basically help authors do everything they can to successfully advocate for their book.
Awesome. That's so cool. And we have like some people in common. We clearly live in the same industry and have, are run in some of the same circles as they say, but we actually ended up getting personally connected because Kaylee, who works for you, recently moved to Greenville, which is where I live. And Kaylee's brother, Daniel, is my husband's and my financial guy. So shout out to Daniel and Kaylee.
I love it. I love it.
Yes. So cool.
Yes. Kaylee opened the South Carolina offices of Press Shop.
Yes. So cool. I love it. And I jumped on it. I mean, we were excited, of course, to talk to you about everything you do and all that kind of stuff. But I was like, oh my gosh, a local connection, you know, like our world is so virtual these days. I was like, oh my gosh. Yes. Like, yes, of course we'll have Leah on, but also like, do you want to be friends? Like,
I love that. I love that.
So Leah, we've watched, some of your webinars and stuff, and I love everything that you are putting out there for authors. A lot of it is so helpful, and there are some specific things I know we want to chat about, but let's just say an author comes to you and they're like, I've got a book coming out. What do I do? Where do I even start with thinking about publicity? And actually, maybe even a better place to start is like, what's the difference between publicity and marketing? Because I do think that those two things often get confused. So what's your take on that?
Yeah. So for publicity is really usually more about the media outreach and events and pieces of types of outreach that's more about, you know, putting that story out there. It's earned media. You're not paying for it. So with advertising, obviously that is paid for. Marketing is sort of a middle ground where, you know, it can be social media marketing, or maybe it's, you know, the publisher has their marketing where they're, there's usually money involved. Publicity is really more about, you know, finding the people that are interested, that are your target readers, and reaching them through media or through events or, you know, however else you are doing it. So that's really the difference. I mean, there used to be a much more clear-cut difference between publicity and marketing before this era where media is so, you know, fractured and weird. You know, now it's the lines have definitely been blurred. So definitely we get that question a lot, but
I think that distinction of earned media is a really good thing to keep in mind, because I hadn't thought of it kind of in that with that term, but that does make a lot of sense that, you know, marketing is essentially things that you are putting out into the world to attract people to And there is some influencing that you can do with publicity, but it sounds like publicity is also about, about kind of organic and like other people being attracted to your work and sharing it for you almost.
And especially with media outreach, I mean, that's really about, like, when journalists cover a book, it's because they want to share that story with their readers. They think that's something that's going to interest their readers. They're not influenced. It's not about, oh, this is part of some partnership. Obviously, those things exist, but that's more in the realm of marketing. The media is really a journalist hearing about something and thinking, that's a really interesting story. I hadn't thought of it this way. Let me, talk to this author on my radio show or write about this book.
So we are somewhat in the midst, well, more like the beginning stages. And depending on who you talk to, that's good or bad. Some people are like, oh, you should start 18 months out. Some people are like 2 months out. They finally kind of get their act together. We are about 8-ish months out from our book launch. Long-time listeners know that. If you're new to the podcast, Ariel and I have a book coming out in August with Roman and Littlefield called Hungry Authors, the Indispensable Guide to Planning, Writing, and Publishing Your Nonfiction Book.
The tongue twister.
We will have literally written the book on how to write a book.
Love that.
Okay. We're at the beginning. We're trying to figure out our plan, what to do. Obviously, one phenomenal option is hire a publicist. But what do you suggest is like the first thing authors start to do? We're told about building social media a presence. We should probably be reaching out to podcasts, but what is the first step that you do with somebody who comes and is like, I'm launching a book. I have no idea what to do. I thought all I had to do was write it, and now I have to market it. What do you say?
I mean, so there's a lot of things. I mean, you want as much as you possibly can. You want to start early just because there's a lot to do and it can feel really overwhelming and daunting if you leave it till that, 3 or 4 months before pub period. Then there's a lot of stuff also happening, maybe from the publisher or you're getting closer. You want to make sure that you're really thinking strategically well before that. So I always think, start a spreadsheet for, you can open a Google sheet, an Airtable, but start a spreadsheet. And then you want to have different tabs for different types of efforts you're going to put forth. So, there's a lot of different things you can do, but one of them is you can create a tab where you just start putting in the names of people in your network that you are going to share an email announcement with. So that's one thing that those emails to people who know you have some personal connection are really effective in driving pre-orders and getting reviews on Amazon. So a lot of times I see authors kind of doing that at the last minute and going, putting an advert a post out on their social media and maybe looking through their inbox or their contact list and being like that person, this person, that person. But you really want to be a lot more strategic about it and also broader. Like you shouldn't be shy about, oh, somebody you met at a writer's conference like 4 years ago and you had a nice talk with them. This person, these five people I did my MFA with, all of the people in your life that you can think of, you should put on that list. So that's a list that you should just start early because you might be walking down the street, like walking your dog or something, and be like, oh, Ashley from back in the day, let me put her on the list. So that's just one thing. I think in terms of media, you also, want to make a tab where you can start just putting anything in, anything that you see that could potentially cover your book when it comes out, throw it into that tab for at the start. So any podcast, any columnist, any, one in the book business that talks to other people, everyone you can. put them into this tab. So basically you want to have a spreadsheet. It's really important in this, whether you're doing it for yourself. I mean, certainly the way we do it at Press Shop, where we're working on a lot of different books, we have to be really organized. But every author, if you can really figure out and be really organized about the different types of outreach, and then start early, because even with media, you guys have a podcast. I'm sure you can think of a lot of other podcasts that are sort of in your space that you can go to, but you want to go broader than that. So you can do things like, for example, you can go to some, even with your past guests, go, you can look at where other podcasts where your past guests have spoken, because that's a good way to find new shows. We always, with every book that we work on at Press Shop, and this is something that we teach at Book Publicity School, is you want to find the books, like a good comp books or comp authors or experts. So people that are very sort of similar in your space. It's the same target readers, but maybe they're a little bit where you want to be, a little bit ahead. You don't want to pick someone that's too far ahead where, it's going to be unrealistic. But you want to then do these really deep dives. Just pick an hour, like take an hour and be like, I'm going to look at, these three writers' podcasts and like look through their guests to see who might have done, who seems like somebody who would have been a guest on other places that are interested, and then just do a deep dive. Where are all the places they've spoken? Who's following them on social media that might be interesting? Those kinds of really granular deep dives are really, really helpful. And they're also time consuming, which goes back to the point that I started with, that you really want to start early. Because
Yeah.
nobody, 4 months before publication, you don't want to be like, okay, every weekend from now until pub, I need to be going down rabbit holes on the internet. Like, do not do that. Like, that's not fun. So if
Yeah.
you can just, do an hour here, an hour there, that's really helpful. So really kind of building out a plan like that. And that's some of the stuff that we talk through with all of the students in our workshops at Book Publicity School. We sort of give different ideas for how to come up with different avenues of outreach.
That makes so much sense. And the good news for people who are traditionally publishing is that it sounds like a lot of the groundwork will have been laid in your proposal, probably. You'll have a list of endorsers and, connections in your network. You'll have probably a list of even maybe of specific podcasts that you hope to be on. And that's the nice thing about traditional publishing is it asks you to get started on things like that far in advance. I think a challenge is going to be for hybrid, those who are hybrid publishing or self-publishing. There isn't that same level of accountability and expectation necessarily. But even for those who are traditionally published, like, in our case, we started all those things and then we turned in the proposal. And guess what? Life went on. We wrote the book, and now we're like, shoot, we have to kind of go back to that and rethink it. Does it still make sense? Is it, are those still the right people? And it would be easier if you're kind of updating that plan throughout the whole process as you're going, as you think of things. So I love that advice.
I mean, it's so important because also things change so much in media. So, if you did do a really robust proposal for your agent and your publisher, that's fantastic and such an awesome starting point. But then you also want to go back and see if they're still producing episodes, see if maybe the host changed, like maybe the host like retired and now somebody else is doing it and there's a different producer. So you really want to be constantly going back and adding to it.
Yeah, and I like this idea of kind of finding crossover audiences, like look at where your guests have guested, or like one of Ariel's and my strengths in our proposal when we sold the book last year. And now when we go to promote, is that we don't have a huge platform, but we have a lot of connections in the industry. But because I usually work with entrepreneurs and thought leaders, I was like, well, they're not especially all about writing. It's not like Stu McLaren talks a lot about writing a book all the time, in on his podcast. But he teaches entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs are subject matter experts, and many of those want to write nonfiction books. And I was like, oh, yes, like this could work. There is a crossover audience, like looking for people who don't necessarily talk just about your subject matter, but something that is adjacent. And to some degree, sometimes those people are even more interested in having you on because you're an expert in something they don't know anything about, or they don't see you as a competitor in any way. And
Totally.
yeah, so that's I've been trying to broaden my mind in that way. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that that's fantastic. I mean, having different sort of categories of media, whether it's topic or just genre that you can pitch into, is great for a lot of different reasons. It just, first of all, broadens the number of potential targets. And then it's also, when you go into a space like that, you are the only one talking about this. So maybe they have an audience and aren't that many authors, but there's some entrepreneurs, but they're not every week. They're not tuning in and getting writerly advice. So whereas all like shows that really cater to the writing community, that's all they talk about. So, that kind of thing is great. And in this environment, basically media is so fractured these days, as we all know. Everybody, completely curates their own news feed. You get information from so many different sources. So you want to be in a lot of different places because people are getting their information from a lot of different places. So, that kind of outreach and thinking, about, okay, like I can speak to entrepreneurs who are subject matter experts and really want to be thought leaders. Like, think about a pitch. In your case, you guys would probably do well to think about think about how to pitch your book specifically to that audience and write up a pitch, some talking points that are going to interest those people. You might even want to do a mock Q&A because they're my favorite thing in the world for press kits for authors. We do it all the time for Press Shop. We teach authors to do it for themselves at Book Publicity School. But it gives, especially in a case like this, where if you go on a writing podcast, they're going to know what to talk about with you. They're not going to be worried like, oh, what are we going to talk about? Like, I really need to prepare questions. You guys are going to talk. It's going to be awesome. For an entrepreneur podcast, they might not exactly know. Like, you have to spell it out for them a little bit more. You have to think like, one thing I say all the time is you have to think like a journalist. When you're a publicist, you have to think like a journalist. How is it going to land? What do they need? So if you, in your case, you're thinking about, okay, somebody has this podcast for entrepreneurs. What do they need? They need to know that they're going to be able to have a really interesting conversation with you two that their listeners are also going to be interested in. So show them a sample conversation with that in mind.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So that's kind of a perfect segue to where I was thinking next, which is social media. What is the role? How are you thinking about social media and how that ties into this conversation too? Because I think, a lot of traditional media is journalism and, and TV interviews and radio and even podcasts now. But where does social media tie into all of that?
Yeah, so I mean, I have a lot of things to say about this, obviously. So I think that everybody should have at least a nominal presence on social media. You want to be able to, it's an easy way to connect to people, to announce your book, to do that sort of thing. When you sort of it gets a little trickier is, and authors get this advice all the time, is that like you have to get on social media to promote your book. You have to get on social media to promote your book. And I see so many authors that are so just sort of flummoxed by that and sort of paralyzed because they're like, for some people, it can be great. If you're on social media, if you're like a younger person where you're sort of more of a digital native, we're like, oh, of course, that's how I communicate and go about my way in the world. I just, put everything out, fine. But there's so many authors that don't do that. And they're kind of getting this like one size fits all, get on social media advice. So I think what you really need to think about, and we talk about this all the time at Book Publicity School, is you have to think about like, first of all, so it can be so time consuming. So that's why you really have to think it through really carefully. You have to be strategic. If you're going to, put in a lot of hours, you have to make sure you're in a place that you're on a platform where your readers are, and that you are putting out content that is going to appeal to your readers. So I see so much. I see authors like, oh, well, I just made an account on TikTok and I have to like do these videos. And then it's like a book about, policy or something that's like, I'm like, those people aren't on TikTok. Not that they couldn't be, but they're not. And you haven't cultivated that particular space of policy people on TikTok. So don't go on TikTok. Don't stress. You have a limited amount of time to promote your book because we all have limited time. Don't spend it making videos on TikTok for a non-existent audience of people that are going to like your book. On the other hand, if you love that kind of stuff and you have like a YA book or genre fiction or something where people are really congregating there, absolutely go for it. But it is, you do have to be careful because you don't want to zap all of your energy and creativity around the launch of your book, sort of batting your head against, a social media platform that you're not really into. And in order for it to be successful, it takes time. We've had plenty of authors at Press Shop that have done amazing stuff with social media, and they've kept their print runs, like another print run, and they're really good at it. They also have come to enjoy it, and they spend like at least an hour a day there, if not more. So, you have to keep all of those things in mind. That being said, you definitely want to have some presence, no matter what, because you want people to be able to find you. And it's a good way to, if you're on a show and they want to link to you, then they're going to want to link to your profile on that platform. So you want to have something there, at least with a little bit of content, maybe a link to your website, and then keep your website really up to date. Some way to, make sure there's a path to you.
Right. So there's a foundational level of just presence that needs to happen so that people can find you easily, almost as an SEO thing. In fact, my husband has been starting a company, and he just had a consultation with a marketing company, and they told him, you need to go and make social media profiles for every single platform and start doing everything on every single platform. And I was like, that is bad advice. However, I do think they probably have a point that if you have at least, profiles on every single platform, that does something to your Google ranking and your SEO and all of that. That probably does help people to find the business more easily. But like you said, it would be way too exhausting to invest heavily into everything. I mean, that would be more than a full-time job to try to have a successful audience on every single platform. There's just no way.
Exactly. And I think one thing, I think back maybe this might have been your first question is what should authors do first? And I don't know if necessarily first, but one thing that you really should think about is having a website, because you do want, no matter what your social media platform is, no matter what you're doing, you want to have a place where you can put all of the information and you can control the narrative. So that's what your author website should be. It should be, put forward that compelling message about who you are, what your book is, any reviews and interviews that happen, put it there. You don't want somebody to hear you on some show or read something, a review, and then, just have to go to Google and the only thing they find is Amazon. That might be fine if they're ready to buy, but if they need a little more help, You want to give them the best possible thing to land on rather than whatever happens to be at the top of the Google results. And maybe what happens to be at the top is like, a kind of mediocre interview you did or a meh review. Okay, don't you want to be the one to curate that? So on your website, you put the great review, you put the like most amazing interview you did, and you really highlight that. And that same principle goes for social media. So when you have that sort of nominal presence, everyone should be linking to your website so that at least you can keep that one thing incredibly up to date and compelling and really being the one to control your story.
Yeah, that's really good advice. What's something that you see consistently moving the needle in terms of book sales? Now, I mean, ideally, everybody who launches a book has like a multi-prong strategy, right? They're doing not necessarily all the things, but many things and mostly things that already catered to their strengths and that they have been doing for a while now. But is there something, if you were going to craft like, the ideal client who really did this thing well because we can rely on it. Like I've had agents tell me, everyone's got their own preferences and experience, but I've had more than one agent say like speaking. Anybody who's got a speaking circuit, like I always know that's gonna move the needle for books. Like, is there anything like that for you that's like, here's something, if you've got it in you and you've got the time, like really dig into this thing and please don't say social media.
Right.
If it's true, you can say it, but
No, totally. I would say that it kind of depends on the book. I mean,
okay,
I
yeah.
so obviously if there are certain big media hits that will move the needle still, like Good Morning America and the Today Show and Morning Joe and shows like that. So obviously if that's makes sense for your book, that stuff check still works. Same goes for the big national NPR shows. That being said, it's not as big a bump as it used to be. It used to be, even like 10 years ago, that those shows had a huge bump and that it would last and really be impactful in a way that you could be like, oh yeah, my book just took off from there. Now it still helps, it moves books, but there's also a lot of competing information and not as many people are listening because they are listening to their cue on their podcast. But those are great. Speaking, like you said, I mean, a lot of times in terms of selling books, if there is a sort of natural speaking path for them, that does move books because then people go and, the books are for sale. There's some social pressure. They just heard you talk about it. So, if you have, something in your book that allows you to, there are groups that sort of congregate that would be a good audience. Speaking is fantastic. Another thing that sometimes, and I always talk about this because sometimes authors will, ask, this happens at publicity school a lot, where people will be like, oh, like there's this little podcast that like someone wants me to do. Is it worth doing? And I'm like, yes, just do it. Because especially, I mean, for a lot of different reasons, but one is again back to the whole idea that everything is so niched down these days. You might go on a small podcast, but if it's like 100 downloads an episode and it's your perfect reader, that's amazing. If you think about the past, the history of book publicity, so much. There were a lot of book tours. That was such a common thing pre-pandemic and before. Like, okay, you go on a book tour. We're going to go to Portland and Seattle and LA and San Francisco and then the Northeast, whatever it is. And that's fun. There's an element of it that's fun. And like that was a part of promoting your book. But one thing that was always true is that it was very hit or miss. If you're not a celebrity. And so a lot of times authors would go and like, I don't know, maybe it was like a rainy, miserable night and 12 people showed up. So
If that,
if that, I mean,
thing.
there's also the zero people showing up, which is
Right.
normal. But even so, even if it's a great turnout, even if it's like, for a bookstore, a 45 people, it's a really lovely event. But a small podcast, if it's like targeted to your audience, you can do it from your home and you reach more people anyway. So, I really think that, you never know what's going to land. obviously you want to listen and make sure that, they're not complete crackpots before you go on. But I do think that sort of targeted niche outlet can move books as well. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool. I'm glad you brought up book tours. I met with a big, super cool, been there forever bookstore this week about the Hungry Authors launch. And they I might do something there, but one of the things that she said was they ended up their packages for book launches are pretty like prescriptive. It wasn't like I was gonna be like, okay, here's all the things I want. And she's like, okay, here's how our packages work. They're on Monday through Thursday at 5:30. They include champagne and these finger foods, 30 minutes of like author Q&A and like an in conversation with, and then we bring in somebody else who like kind of asks you these questions. And then there's like 15 minutes to mingle, and it was very, which is like fine, not how I envisioned it. But my question is that, or I asked him, I was like, why do you only do these Monday through Thursday in this specific way? And she's like, this is how we find we get the most foot traffic then, and that it's, that's how we are able to, we don't just like, I'll have a guest list, but they also are trying to draw in people from outside. They want to, sell books, obviously, because I'm thinking like this is my special moment, and they're thinking we're trying to sell your book. And
Yeah.
so anyway, but it just got me thinking about like book tours. Like, I don't expect to sell hundreds of books at M. Judson in downtown Greenville, but yeah, I was kind of like, is this even worth it? I was talking to my husband afterwards, and I was like, is this even worth it? Do people really do this anymore, other than, I can think of other benefits that I would, might be worth it alone, which is just connections, great pictures, me, whatever, things I can use down the road, meeting local writers, there's all of those kinds of things that are outside of just selling however many books I can that night. But yeah, anyway, I mean, you just sort of went into your thoughts on book tours, but yeah, I'm not sure if that still works anymore.
I mean, I would say that, having an event in your local bookstore is awesome. I mean, it's just a nice thing to do. It's a way to celebrate your hard work and the book and support the literary community and get your friends out. So I, generally am always like pro launch party at a bookstore in your space. In your area. Then it's when it gets beyond that that you sort of have to think a little more strategically, because then it requires travel on your end. And you also then need, it's not as easy usually to get the same amount of people, because you basically, when you think about a bookstore event, you really want to think about the bookstore as the venue. And that the author is pretty much responsible for bringing in the audience. So one mistake I see authors make is thinking that a bookstore is an audience. And while that can be true at some places like Politics and Prose, or places that have really robust event series where people just kind of go to like three events a week or, regularly check, most places are not like that. So you want, before you plan a bookstore event, you just want to make sure that you're gonna pretty much be able to get like 25 people of your own people. Yes, foot traffic is great. Maybe some other people will come just from seeing the signs, but the big chunk of the audience you really need to make sure is coming to see you. So that's one thing. And yeah, I mean, I think the other benefits are, it's good for the literary community, and it's good to become known to good independent bookstores, because a lot of books are sold by, are hand sold. So if somebody goes, if you do a smaller event at a bookstore, but then, a creative writing professor comes in checking it out, maybe they'll see the sign, or writers will, if you signed a couple copies, they'll see the signed copies at the front table. So, there are benefits like that, but you definitely, sometimes authors will be like, well, I'm going to like drive from, Colorado to, Portland this summer. Do you think we could line up some stores along the way? And I'm like, well, do you know people along the way? Because if you do, sure, then we can go and see if that makes sense. But just an author being in a spot is not, does not make a great event.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. There's definitely a mindset shift that has to happen there. And I mean, we've seen throughout the years, authors are being asked to take on kind of more responsibility for bringing in the audience, which is why with traditional publishing, there's such a high bar there. So kind of on that note, or similarly, a lot of authors come to us and they say things like, I don't want to promote myself, or I don't want this to be all about me, or I feel selfish. Honestly, even in thinking about like our book launch and having a book launch party, like I've found myself coming up with some of this internal stuff too, of like, oh, it feels so weird to like make this all about me somehow, as if, and it's not. I know it's not. But talk me through maybe like, how do you coach authors through some of the like mindset baggage that comes up when they're thinking about publicizing their book?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think you really have to think about it. I mean, first of all, on that question of like, oh my God, why am I like trying to get people to pay attention to me? Like, if you heard like a talented, director who made an independent film and it launched and they were like, well, I don't think we need to do a publicity or marketing campaign because like it will speak for itself and it'll be fine. People will find out about it. You'd be like, are you nuts? Like, of course you do. Everything. Any creative project, there's an element that you have to, there's an effort to get the word out. Any sort of product, like consumer product, nobody launches anything without a plan for spreading the word. So I think you really just have to switch into, out of the writerly mindset and just like, okay, now it's a book. Now it's time to, this is a part of writing a book, and this has nothing to do with me being like, look at me, I'm so special, look at me. You also, I think one way that can also help is really realizing that, you guys wrote this book because you have a lot of expertise and you have a message that can help authors. So you're not doing anybody any favors by keeping that to yourself. You authors want to hear your message. So, I think one thing that we always talk about in all the messaging we work at Book Publicity School, I always talk about, being really story forward when you're talking about your book, like make it really, like what are you bringing to the table? What is your unique point of view that people are going to get something out of? Because that's not shining the spotlight on yourself. That's like serving your readers with the insights from your book. So I think really thinking about it that way is important. And I think the main thing that authors really need to think about too is that everybody sort of does it now. It's just so common. One thing I hear, and this is at Press Shop a lot, I hear, because I'm like, you have to send out an email to your people, telling them the book is available for pre-order, telling them what it's about, if you're going to be speaking. Sometimes, especially if we're sort of working with older professors, they're like, oh, I don't like doing that. And one thing I say is like, everybody does this. It's just so standard. Nobody, it might feel uncomfortable to you. I can pretty much guarantee nobody is gonna think anything of it because they receive these things all the time. Nobody, they're gonna be like, oh, Bob has a book. How fascinating. What is it about? So I think on some level you just have to, and I know it's hard, but you kind of just have to get out of your head and you have to get out of your writerly space and just be like, okay, now this book is in the world, and now, as with anything else, there's things that need to happen. No one's gonna just like, you can't just put it on a park bench and wait for people to find it. Like you gotta be come up with a better strategy than that.
Yeah, exactly. And especially the people who won't think anything of it are the people you already admire. Like one of the most helpful things I've heard about just being a person online in general, if you have a message that you're trying to share, or trying to do anything publicly, is, you know, you might have people think a negative thought about what you're doing. And hopefully you'll never know that, because hopefully they keep it to themselves. But no one who you admire, who's done what you want to do, would ever think that. They understand the importance of what you're doing, and they've done it themselves. And so, you know, it's not all of your mentors or anyone who's walked the path that you are trying to walk or are walking, you know, they would only encourage you and tell you to keep going. So.
Definitely, definitely.
So, can I ask you a question that actually we received as an email from a listener? She, her name is Catherine, and she wrote us saying that she was struggling with continuing to promote her memoir. It came out a few weeks ago. She had a big launch. It has won some awards. It's gotten great endorsements. It has wonderful reviews so far. And she asked us the question, like, what do I do now? I kind of had this big launch. I felt like I made a big splash with it. And now she kind of feels like all of that momentum is just like falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a summary of her email. But
Yeah.
what would you say to something like that? Because, you know, and I was honest with her and told her, like, we're not the book promotion people. That's not
Yeah.
our area of expertise in
Right.
this field. So I'd love to ask that to you. How would you respond to that?
So I guess a bunch of things. I mean, first of all, so I'm hoping that she has a website and that all of the wonderful things you just talked about are really prominent there, so that if somebody goes to the website, it's not just that, you know, Mary, or I can't remember what you said her name was. I know it wasn't Mary though. But whoever
Catherine.
it is, Catherine. Okay, that Catherine has a book coming out. That's not at this point what the website should say. At this point, it should be like, Catherine, like one of the most dynamic new novelists in the South, or whatever it is, from the review. You know, like Catherine spotlighted on blank podcast, you know, really making sure that when people go to the website, they're getting that full picture that you just painted about the success of her book, because that makes a big difference. So that's one thing. And then also, you know, on that same tip, if she is on social media, making sure it's there. And then, you know, I think just continuing the outreach. So, and you know, so there are some things that are really best done before publication. So, like our work at Press Shop, where we're doing full campaigns for authors around the publication of their book, that is mostly, we do most of our work before publication so that it hits around publication like it did for her. But after publication, there's still opportunities. There might be a little bit different. It's not, you know, the Times Book Review anymore, because they like to do things well in advance. But those more niche outlets, those sort of more targeted places, maybe you know, really taking advantage of, you know, if she did a great event, then talking to those people, seeing if they have another idea for another event. You know, maybe if there's you know, if there is a built-in speaking opportunity, or you know, a topic that lends itself to, like we were talking about before, to lining up events, that can be a great way to keep the momentum going. But in general, the way news has changed so much is that there are a lot of people now that have shows and have audiences either online or social media, that they're not working on the same, like, oh, I have to do this write a pub date mentality. They're like, oh, this sounds really interesting. Great. So, you know, definitely just it's a long haul. You know, it's definitely a sprint right before publication, but then it's a marathon. You know, I think, you know, I don't want to make any authors bristle by saying this, but like, you kind of have to think of it as a product that you created. And nobody creates a product or opens a business and then has a grand opening and then is like, why isn't anyone coming, and not do anything? Like, you just have to keep it up. It's the long game.
Yeah, that's really great advice. That is a necessary mindset shift for a lot of authors. And that's how publishers view it. And that should, even if you are if you're, not working with a traditional publisher, that should still tell you something about how you should be treating your book. If publishers who literally, make their living and have to create a thriving business on, in this world, they treat books like products, and they are, there are ways that they continue to promote and support their books. And you have to think about that as an author as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Before we go, can you tell us a little bit more about Book Publicity School? Because I want to make sure that people know about that incredible opportunity and resource.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so Book Publicity School is something that we launched recently. We have been doing full campaigns at PressShop for so long, and it's lovely. We love it. It's such gratifying work. But for the longest time, I knew we could help more authors. There were so many authors coming to us where a full campaign didn't make sense for one of many reasons. Maybe the schedule wasn't right. Maybe we didn't feel like it was something that we could get enough press on to warrant the investment by the author. Maybe it's there's so many different reasons. So I really was looking for a long time, how can we support authors? I know we can help them. I want to figure out a way to help them through this really stressful, intimidating process as best I can. So that's where Book Publicity School came from. So what we do is we offer workshops. We have two main programs now. One is a 6-week book publicity intensive, and that's one where it goes for 6 weeks, obviously, and we go through a bunch of different topics, basically giving authors a real primer in everything they need to know in order to more confidently walk into publication. So, these days, the way publishing works is publishers expect authors to do a lot. Like that's they want them to be out there promoting their book, however, social media, however it is. And but then for authors, that's a really hard thing to do if you don't know anything about media and you don't know much about the publishing world. It's basically publicity. Book publicity operates at the intersection of these two pretty opaque, intimidating, fast-moving worlds. And so how is an author supposed to be successful if they don't understand what's going on in either one of them? So that's really what we aim to do in the 6-week book publicity intensive is give them as much information as we can to help them understand the world that they are now going to be navigating as they promote their book. Then we have online feedback. We give feedback and do some one-on-one time. So it's really, it's a really fun program. Authors are finding it really, really useful. And then we also offer a 6-month strategy and support program, which includes the 6-week intensive, but is also allows us to work alongside an author for 6 months, where we're not doing the outreach, we're not preparing the materials, but we're telling them what they should do, what they should keep in mind, giving them a roadmap, checking in. We do a bi-weekly Ask Me Anything where it's a really small group. You can come and be like, hey, here's what I did with this research. And we'll look at it and say, oh, well, I think you should also do this and that. So it's a way for us to sort of be part of an author's support team in the lead up to publication and, at a much lower price point than a full publicity campaign is.
That's amazing. That's incredible help. And I know, as someone who writes a lot of proposals and has been in the acquisitions editor seat, I always recommended authors like work with someone because it's just too much to keep track of all on your own. And even if you make the plan, just knowing when to do the right, when to do this and when to do that. And oh my gosh, I have forgot to follow up on this. Like, you need a partner to help you think through all of the things. So I love that
Exactly.
you kind of offer those options to people. And yeah, and thank you for everything that you do.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for having me. It was really lovely, and I'm so excited to follow the publication of your book.
Thank you. We are too. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you're a hungry author and you want to learn more about our community and courses, head over to hungryauthors.com. Remember, You have a story and a message worth sharing, and if you've got the hunger, you can make it happen.